Hello, and thanks for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep, and March is National Women's History Month. Did you know that? We've talked all about women in the church this month on our show, talked about the brave pioneers who sacrificed so much for their families to bring them across the plains to Utah. We've talked about those women who've helped form the Relief Society and the primary organizations, and those, of course, who fought for the right to vote. And we've talked about how grateful prophets and apostles are for these faithful women. Today, we're going to talk about what women are doing and have done for the modern church. Ruth Haney has held several leadership callings in her ward and stake relief societies, the Young Women's, and the Primary. She also has four daughters who have all served full-time missions and is now preparing to serve as mission presidents with her husband later this summer. She's on the phone with us from Seattle today to discuss this topic. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Why do you think women are so vital to the strength of the church?
You know, I think women generally are, they bring a dimension to the church that is really very necessary. I think women are more nurturing. I think they're more insightful. I think typically they're more optimistic. They're creative problem solvers. And I think they bring a dimension to church service that would be very lacking if they weren't involved.
How do you feel that your identity as a woman and as a contributor to the church has changed?
Well, I think that while I was, living at home with parents and then in college and so on, I did have callings that I held and responsibilities and so on, but I think it wasn't until a little later in my life, in my early 30s, that I really felt like I had a strong identity in the church as far as my callings went, different responsibilities and the auxiliaries and so on. But I felt like I could make a very strong positive contribution.
I've read a lot about different opinions on this topic, and a lot of women who are in leadership positions in the church kind of say the same thing, that women, you know, no matter what callings they have in the church, that they need to be vocal about what their needs are and what the needs of their organizations are in the church, and just being brave to speak up and contribute in meetings to help make the ward family a little bit more solid. What do you think about that?
I think that's exactly right. And I was very lucky to be raised in a family where my father valued his daughters as much as he did his sons. You know, he made sure that all of his daughters graduated from college. I've also been extremely fortunate and blessed to have had wonderful bishops and state presidents that I have worked with that I never, ever felt demeaned me as a woman or my role in the organization or in the ward. I felt like my opinion was valued and honored and that it was listened to. I had a very progressive bishop long ago when I was Relief Society president who had me involved in council meetings every single week to discuss issues and discuss problems. And I really felt like the value that I brought to the meeting and to the voice to the ward was valuable.
And then just going back to one of the points that you said before, how did your feelings on your identity, your testimony of how God felt about you as a woman, how did that grow or how did you develop that throughout your life?
Probably my testimony of that came about as a result of studying the scriptures. I think that, you know, we don't have that many women mentioned in the Bible or in the Book of Mormon. We do have a few. But I think that when they are mentioned, almost without exception, they are women of faith and strength. I think of Eve and of Esther and Ruth and Deborah and in the New Testament of Mary and Martha and Mary the mother of the Savior and Mary Magdalene. These are women that had made conscious choices to be faithful. And I think really studying and thinking about these people, these women, has definitely strengthened my testimony and made me recognize how God values women and entrusts women with some great and strong roles to play. I think in the Book of Mormon of the mothers of the Lamanite sons who fought with Helaman, who taught their sons to be strong and to be faithful and courageous. So I think even though they're not individually mentioned very often, I think when we do see them, typically they are very, very strong and faithful women.
The concepts and the ideas about women's contributions in the modern church now, that's kind of a hot discussion topic for a lot of people, and especially for women. And if you were to come face to face with a woman who might feel discouraged or who might struggle to find a place of acceptance in her ward or stake, what would you say to her?
Well, I've actually had that experience several times in the last few years, so I do have some practical knowledge of that. One thing that I have done is that I have listened. I have listened to their complaints. I have listened to their fears and to their doubts and so on. But I think after listening, I have tried to encourage them to stop comparing themselves to others, stop competing, stop trying to be like the men in the church. Focus on the Savior Jesus Christ. Focus on the atonement, not only on the power to cleanse, but the power to heal and to strengthen. I think that when we have that focus in our lives, that that you know, those things that we feel we lack or that are unfair to us kind of fade away. I think, too, that we need to focus our attention on doing those things that connect us with heaven, and that is our scripture study, our prayers, and our church service and attendance, and our temple worship and service. I think those things help us to attain more of an eternal perspective of things. I do think that women have a strong role in the church, and I think that we are seeing different ways in which the church authorities are reaching out and trying to involve women more in responsibilities in the church with the missionary council and taking greater part in general conference and so on. I think those are all very positive things, but I think looking and working at making ourselves more fitted for service and making ourselves more connected with heaven are the things that I think I would say that women can do to get over those feelings of discouragement. I know that I personally sort of have a mantra that I think about and repeat in my mind many, many times, and that is the scripture found in Mosiah 4:9, which, just to paraphrase, talks about how we believe that we do not comprehend all that God can comprehend. We have to recognize that in an eternal scheme of things, we will understand one day some of the things that are puzzling to us. We will have that knowledge.
I really agree with your point where you say we have control of certain things in our lives. We have control of how often we read our scriptures or pray or pay our tithing or go to the temple. We have control of how righteous we choose to be. And God is in control of the church. He's in control of everything else but our agency. When you realize where your sphere of influence and where your power as an individual child of God begins and ends, that's when you really start to work with God in a partnership to solidify your own testimony and identity and in turn motivate yourself to contribute more to the church and to your community. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you.
To learn more about the inspiring contributions that women have made to the church, visit mormonchannel.org. And our quote of the day comes from Elder Parley P. Pratt, and he wrote, "It is a woman's privilege and duty to warn all, both men and women, of what God is doing in these last days, and invite all to come and submit themselves to the gospel of Jesus Christ." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.